Shalom on this Good Friday. I'm Joey Hudson, your host, and what better day to kick off this new podcast, Bolo, Jesus is Coming, which is going to be dedicated to the men and women who put on a uniform every day in our communities to keep us safe as part of our First Responder Bible program. If you'd like to have a copy of our First Responder Bible, just go to firstresponderbible.org and request 150, 100, ever how many copies you need. That's our ministry, is to provide Bibles and to provide God's Word to you. You can also, on our website, find various Bible studies, and we're going to be adding to that each week. If you have an idea, if you have someone, a chaplain, a pastor, someone who ministers to the first responder community, let me invite you to send me a quick email. You can just complete the form at our website, firstresponderbible.org, and submit that form, because we'd love to hear from you. On this Good Friday, as we kick off the Easter weekend, we all know the ending of the story, but it's good to be reminded of what the story's all about, isn't it? I often read things by one of my favorites, Paul Tripp. And today I want to share with you something that he wrote for Good Friday back in 2017. It's titled, The Best Worst Friday. He writes, at the center of a biblical worldview is this radical recognition. The most horrible thing that ever happened was the most wonderful thing that ever happened. What could be more terrible than Good Friday? Could any injustice be greater? Could any loss be more painful? Could any suffering be worse? The only man who ever lived a life that was perfect in every way possible, who gave his life for the sacrifice of many, and who willingly suffered from birth to death in loyalty to his calling, was cruelly and publicly murdered in the most vicious of ways. How could it happen that the Son of Man could die? How could it be that men could capture and torture the Messiah? Was this not the end of everything good, true, and beautiful? If this could happen, is there any hope for the world? Well, we know the end of the story. The answer is yes, and there is hope, Paul Tripp writes. Good Friday was not the end. Easter Sunday was yet to come. In God's righteous and wise plan, this dark and disastrous moment was ordained to be the moment that would fix all the dark and disastrous things that sin had done to the world. The moment of death was at the same time a moment of life. This hopeless moment was the moment when eternal hope was given. The terrible moment of injustice was at the very same time a moment of amazing grace. This moment of extreme suffering guaranteed that suffering would end one day, once and for all. This moment of sadness welcomed us to eternal joy of heart and life. The capture and death of Christ simultaneously purchased for us life and freedom. The very worst thing that could happen was at the very same time the very best thing that could happen. Only God is able to do such a thing. What it means for you today, Good Friday and the Easter Sunday that follows, purchased eternal life for each of us. That's the best gospel news of all. But what does it mean for you and I right here, right now, in the difficult situations, locations, and relationships of everyday life in a fallen world? The same God who planned that worst thing would be the best thing is your Father. He rules over every moment in your life, and in powerful grace, He's able to do for you just what He did in redemptive history. God takes the disasters in your life, and He makes them tools of redemption. He takes your failures and employs it as a tool of grace. He uses the death of the fallen world to motivate you to reach out for life. The hardest things in your life become the sweetest tools of grace in His wise and loving hands. Be careful how you make sense of your life. What looks like a disaster may, in fact, be grace. What looks like the end may be the beginning. What looks hopeless may be God's instrument to give you real and lasting hope. Your Father is committed to taking what seems so bad and turning it into something that is very, very good. And that's my hope for you on this Good Friday and a very happy Easter. Let me ask you to help us as we kick off this new ministry of the First Responders Bible.org and Gallagher's Heroes.org, where we have helped the families of primarily law enforcement officers over the years. But help me spread the word. If you want to be a part of our Bolo family, then take a minute to share this episode with some of your friends, some of your coworkers, some of your fellow officers. If you're a firefighter, if you're an EMT, if you're a sheriff's deputy, a police officer. And again, let me invite you to reach out if you're a chaplain and you'd like to be a part of our ministry here. I'd love for you to be a part too. If you want a Bible, just go to firstrespondersbible.org, firstrespondersbible.org. You can listen to future episodes of Bolo wherever you listen to your podcast. Just search for Bolo, Jesus is Coming. I'm Joey Hudson. I look forward to talking with you again soon. And again, happy Easter to you.